This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I'm coming home. For Duncan know this year, I'm coming home. For Duncan know this year, I'm coming home.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday. It's a Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. Now, whenever Eric Sawyer III is late to the studio, that means I have a chance to sneak in some politics before we get talking. I don't like to mix politics with sports, not in that way. I just want to draw your attention, though, to the front page of today's Guardian. On Monday, we're going to talk about this. In the same way that I cannot tolerate members of successive governments talking about the hospital, this BPL thing, we're going to talk about that on Monday. So make sure you grab a copy of today's paper. The stories are hot. Second thing, producer, thank you for playing that song. I'm coming home for Junkanoo this year. I'm expecting to hear theme songs, a song competition for Bahama Games, and what a lovely remix that would be. I'm coming home for the Bahama Games this year, right? And add another voice to it. I'm coming home for Carifta 50. This year, the role that music plays and culture plays in sports, like they are hand in hand. Every team got a logo, got a mascot, and has a culture derived from that, or a culture that the mascot and the logo was derived from. In many places, every team have a team song. Every school have a school song. And they don't play a game without playing their song. It's about driving the momentum of the team, the energy of the players, the camaraderie and loyalty of the fans. It goes hand in hand. And as we grow our national sports product and our, more importantly, our national sports tourism product, that'll be the thing that sets us apart from other countries in the region and the hemisphere. When you come to the Bahamas to play a game, a competition, it may be the College Bowl, it may be professional baseball, imagine. You know when you get to the Bahamas, they gonna have a song for you. They know your team. They like your team. And they want your team do well. They want the other team do well. And that's what set us apart from other countries that are delving into sports tourism. Now, joining me today, we're taking a break from NFL playoffs, but this weekend is when the NFL has its All-Star game. Now, for the football neophytes, the people who don't really know a lot, right? That's the Pro Bowl is their All-Star game. And so that's happening this weekend. We're going to talk about the conference championships, the Pro Bowl, and who's going to win the Super Bowl. I have joining me this morning Mr. Simba French. Morning, sir.
Yeah, and morning.
I was trying to pull in Mr. Sheldon Longley. I hope he's on his way. Now, these gentlemen, between Sheldon, Simba, and Naughty from the 4 o'clock hour, these guys in your paper, they every week, every Friday, they put in their picks.
Yeah.
And this whole season, they have been analyzing the games, putting in their picks. And I'm going to ask Simba right now, did your team go as far as you expected it to go?
My team?
Who you pulled for? The Broncos, right?
Yeah. The Broncos. We had a really rough year.
Yeah. Not as rough as some other teams.
No, not as rough as the Texans, but the Colts. But I expected us to do much better, you know, because we traded for Mr. Russell Westbrook. And I mean,
That's why you all had a hard time right there. The boy could barely play basketball.
Russell Wilson just disappointed me this season, to be honest. You know, I didn't expect him to look like that.
Yeah.
But hopefully we do good next season. We were able to get a new coach, Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Who coached Drew Brees in for the Saints.
Okay.
So hopefully we'd make some noise next year.
All right. Now, on the show, I selected a number of teams to highlight, right? The Buccaneers, because Tom Brady's journey is just fascinating, right? It's like a movie on its own. The Colts, because Michael Strawn, Bahamian playing for the Colts. Kansas City Chiefs, because Mahomes is just hot.
Magician.
And I got a couple of friends who are hard Kansas City Chiefs fans. The Cowboys, because there's tons of Bahamians, Cowboys fans. The Steelers, same way. The Bahamas have a little Steeler nation here as well. And I think my top team pick was the Dolphins. Now, plenty of people tell me I'm not a real Dolphins fan because very early in the season, I saw indicators that suggested to me they ain't gonna make it to the Super Bowl. And so I said to them, don't say that I'm not a fan because I'm not gonna cheer for the team straight through to the Super Bowl. Call me a fan because I make realistic predictions.
Yeah.
Right? And I have realistic expectations about where we come. They started knocking Tua up and down the field. I knew that their chances were going to be slim because it appeared as if their whole offense
was based on Tua.
And Tua alone. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it meant that they didn't assess, I think, the second concussion at the time it happened. I knew that their season was finished.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean that the Dolphins are finished. I think the Dolphins have a great run next year if they could keep it together and they could get Tua back on the field.
Yeah. They could do a good run, a deep run next year. I know about playoffs, but I mean, I know about Super Bowl. But if Tua come back and the doctors really cleared him because he needs to get his head cleared.
Yeah.
Big time.
I think this is like a Jazz Chisholm instance where you need to take the time to rest and rely on your body to bring you back to that level of performance.
I'm talking about Jazz. Jazz said he feels 100%.
But this is what I'm saying. I'm glad that he took that
time
break.
Off, yeah.
Yeah. So, but pause. Mr. Eric Sawyer, I'm sure, is listening. And I'm sure he heard that we're talking about football without him. So let's put that on pause for a second and get to some local sports. Now, there's a lot of lovely stories in the paper today throughout the week. But I'm focusing on Karifta today.
That's right.
And so I'm saying to the audience, if anybody have a young athlete, someone who has already qualified or who is aiming to qualify, and you won't call their name on the radio, call the show. The numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and the text line is 422-GR96. We got 20, I think.
It's impressive, 20.
Yeah.
This early in the season.
And we have people qualifying for Swim Karifta as well.
Yeah.
But I think, and I'm going to ask you, because you are a Guardian sports reporter, I'm going to ask you what you think the top story of the week was. I think the top story of the week is the local group calls for recognition for Elijah Obed, right? I think this is the top story of the week. And I think they are pushing for Obed to be honored, I'm hoping, at the Bahama Games.
Yeah, it's fitting. This the 50th year of independence, you know, and rightfully so, you know, the man did what he did.
Yeah, I mean, he was good.
He was good.
And at a time, you know, when he was one of the only ones, you know, I think, performing at that level. The Bahama Games, you think that's a great space to honor local athletes in? Like bringing all of the federations together for one space?
Yeah. The Bahama Games is I won't say ideal, but it's a great platform to, because you have all these sports happening, all these disciplines happening.
Yeah,
you know, there's boxing, there's track, there's swimming, and all those events happening. So I think it's fitting that you should have like a maybe have a Hall of Fame even during that time.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking. Like, yeah. Institute the first Bahama sports across the board Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
not the Hall of Fame, but if they should do it like Bahama Games style, it'll be good.
And I think doing it in that space, Bahama Games, draws the focus back to local, right? It's about showcasing local talent to local people. And they could see the potential of what we see it in basketball, we see it in track and field, but and swimming. We don't necessarily see it in all the other sports, right? And I think the Bahama Games 50th definitely would be a great time for federations to honor long lost, unsung heroes of the sport, you know, and of sports.
Yeah, especially this year. I mean, this is the first Bahama Games in how much years?
Yeah, plenty. I mean, I was a young teenager the last time we had the Bahama Games.
Wow. That's a long time.
So, another question for you. Simba, you are both Bahamian and Guyanese. Now, I claim you as Bahamian, as has your Bahamian family. I want to ask you this question from your perspective. We got plenty talk about the national sport, right? The minister responsible for agriculture, marine resources, and family island affairs has announced that the government intends to make sloop sailing the new sport. I imagine they intend to make the official announcement and proclamation in during the independence celebrations, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think we have settled the debate of what the national sport should be. Now, well, go on.
I was just listening to you.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I think that sailing should be the national sport, not just sailing across the disciplines. Mm-hmm. I think because of our archipelagic nature, because we are islands, a bunch of islands. We have an archipelagic exterior, right? And so the capital and the center of everything is in the middle. Because of our history of boat building, making boats and sailing boats for hundreds and hundreds of years, that it's not just about sports, it's about how we live, how we travel, how we communicate with each other, mm-hmm. how we transfer knowledge. I think that sailing may be the ultimate, right? But I appreciate, how could it not be track and field?
Even basketball.
Right? I've been thinking about something. Like, I know men who built boats to sail away from the island to find a wife. Right? And I know men who would, because they had no car, they would run, jog, walk miles through settlements to go and see their loved ones, their significant others, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, running is a part of how we live. Now, basketball got to be on the list. Because
it's played everywhere.
Right, it's played everywhere.
Every little nook and cranny, people playing ball.
And every other little kid wants to be an NBA star.
Yeah.
Right? Now we see every other girl child want to be a WNBA. Can't throw basketball out. And then there's the sport of baseball. And prior to the last 4 months, I think people would have thought, why would you even consider baseball? In fact, when the Governor General said at the opening of the Andre Rogers Stadium, I can't wait for baseball to return to its number one sport, I thought, well, what's happening? Nobody sent the Governor General the memo. But what we've seen over the last 4 to 5 months is just tons of young Bahamian athletes moving up into professional baseball.
Yeah, like 6 or 7 of them signed within the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
you know? That's crazy.
And so it's a solid, solid debate. Now here's a question I want to ask you. Is the sporting world sufficiently organized to be a real part of the decision making? Like, can the sporting world come together as a block and determine among themselves what the national sport should be to bring it then to the national conversation?
I think it could become a block, but I think you just gotta
need more organization.
Need more organization, you know. Less egos. Mm-hmm. You know, my sport should be the number one sport. I mean, the national sport. You know, and try have a debate. Not even a debate, like a discussion, a mature discussion as to, hey, this is why this sport should be it. Let's hear what they have to say, mm-hmm. you know. And if they do that, we could come up with a sensible, logical sport, national sport. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you saying just now? Because you in my chair.
Oh, I didn't know, man. My bad.
Good morning, Mr. Sawyer.
Good morning, Aaron. What's going on?
Everything's good. I knew if we started.
You want to switch?
No. I got it.
I knew if we started talking Super Bowl, you would get here.
Trust me when I say I heard you on the radio just now. Y'all talking that football talk, and I hear, yeah, boy, I was upset.
Yeah. Don't watch it. I put it on pause.
Listen, my engine out there smoking.
We can transition right now from national sport. Corifta's the talk of the town right now.
Yes. And my good friend's son is in Corifta.
Call his name.
Zion. Oh, man, I forget Zion last name.
You don't have to call it. These little children don't like you talk too much of their business.
Yeah, man, he'll be here. He's from Freeport.
He'll be here.
Yeah, man, he'll be here.
Man, look here. That's another element to this thing.
Watch Freeport. Freeport got some track winners.
This is what I'm saying, right? This is an element to the sporting world. As a host, even I recognize I got to put more effort into pulling sports news from the Family Islands, because Grand Bahama, I know y'all don't consider Grand Bahama Family Island. I don't care.
That's only because they play Porky.
Yeah, that's it. That's it right there. Eleuthera, tennis, baseball, track and field. The Family Islands are pushing out athletes. And so it's also important in these sports conversations to interrogate how do we support Family Island athletes, right? Those who are responsible for the infrastructure have to create not just equality, but equity.
Yes.
What do Family Island athletes need to be able to compete at the same level as New Providence athletes? And I think Mr. Greg Burrows was appointed the czar of that. His job was to ensure that the Family Islands have the resources, the stadiums, the tracks, the courts necessary to train for the Bahama Games. And
oh, that's going to be excellent.
I'm telling you.
We haven't had Bahama Games now since, boy.
2001?
Since Perry Christie at Black Hill.
I'm telling you, 375 years ago. Listen, this first story, media accreditation portal for Corifta set to open.
Yeah, that's very important. Talk that.
For all of the people, aspiring sports journalists, you got a YouTube page, you're running a sports blog.
Apply now.
The online media application form is located on the Corifta website. Here's some important dates. Now, once you fill out the application, that doesn't mean you guaranteed accreditation. Once your application has been reviewed and approved by the local organizing committee, you will receive a link to apply for media accreditation. And the process opens on February 6th, the deadline to apply for the accreditation. So if you get approval, don't slunk. You have to get approved by Tuesday, March the 30th, 2023. And you can go to the Corifta website, which is corifta50.com, and look there. Or you can contact the Senior Director of Event Media Services, Tawnique Williams, gold medal winner.
Boom, 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 boom.
At telephone number 376-9295. That's 376-9295. Or by email at media@corifta50.com. I'm glad I see Tawnique Williams doing this. You know why? I had an idea for Valentine's Day. You know, everybody's have a singlegram. Mm-hmm. I want a sprintergram, right? This is for your crush when you shy and you don't know how to approach them. I got to get Pauline Davis and Tawnique on board. What I'm going to get them to do is to run up to you dead quick and tag you, it, Aaron, love you, and then roll out. Be just as embarrassed as I, right? Like, just roll out. I think that would work. We need it for men too, right? I find some track stars.
Use the qualifiers, man.
Right?
He's a qualifier, sir, man.
Especially if you want some sly on the side, ghost move. Don't be sending. If you are in that type of relationship, don't be sending the gift to the week. You got to leave that in the parking lot by the garbage bin near where they park their car.
Yeah.
Or else you will need a sprintogram. You will need somebody to dash in, drop that gift off, and dash out. Okay, so Corifta qualifiers for track. We've reached 20 so far. Simba. There was a track meet this weekend where some new people qualified, right?
Yeah, yeah, last weekend they were.
It was the third annual Oak Tree Sonia Knowles Track Classic, hosted by the Red Line Athletics Track and Field Club. Why is it so important to say who hosted the event?
You got to give these clubs, the, you know,
they just do.
Just do, because it's not cheap putting on a track meet.
And
they play a huge role in ensuring that, hey, the Bahamas have qualifiers. This at least have a place to run instead of going away and try to make the time. They can do it home.
Right. It's about letting people know the work that you're doing and letting your donors know that we're working. These are this, and we supported this one. And I find that, and I guess when scouts are coming in, it's also important.
That's what it's all about.
Because the quality of the quality of the team you are trained with and compete with also feeds their assessment of you.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So let's go through some of these names. There were three qualifiers in the under 17 girls 400 meter hurdles. Dalvinique Dean, Bailey Major.
Oh, you ain't
Ulanis Okompi.
Yeah.
Don't watch nothing. Of Quick Step Athletics. And Andrew Brown in the under 17 boys 400 meter. Amari Pratt.
Andrew Brown is no joke.
No?
I watch him on the four.
Yeah.
He ran 49 seconds.
Oh, yeah?
49, 41, I think he ran.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. He that and good.
He
that good.
He that good.
Absolutely.
And young.
He's 16. He just turned 16 on Tuesday.
Mr. Look here, Mr. Brown. You're fast, but you get sleep. Remember, you get rest, too. Wow. Amari Pratt, Anna Mackey, Shaitalia Dorset, from Grand Bahama.
It's Grand Bahama.
Yeah. Listen, these athletes were performing, and they came in well under the CARIFTA standards for these track races. I say this because we grow in a sports tourism product, right? These young athletes, they don't just need tracks and physical therapists and ice baths. They also need tutors, right, and teachers who are there to support them in their academic work. Because a part of the qualification to get to university is that you also are performing well in academics. And so it's great to focus, like the club, we love it. The amount of money and effort you put in ensuring they have the resources, the time, the transportation. But we now have to come in and make sure these students have the infrastructural support they need to ensure they can go forward.
Discipline all the way around.
Right, because while we're talking about learning loss from the Ministry of Education side, at some point we have to tell students and teachers the student has to focus on one thing, right? So we need to ensure that these athletes can focus on both because they've given us their best.
Right.
And we need to give them our best. All right, so another CARIFTA story. Swimmers go under CARIFTA qualifying times. Listen, who is this young man? Anyway, another story. Who is this young man, Mr. Thompson, at Howard University? Being honored.
Oh, that's my father's alma mater, by the way.
Bison honored Thompson on senior day at Howard University.
Yeah.
Bahamian collegiate swimmer Luke Kennedy Thompson. This boy is amazing. The whole of Howard University decided to honor him. 4 years representing the Bison. And this last weekend, he was in action with four other Bahamians in their match against the Catholic University. Thompson helped the men's team take them down. You all ready for the score? 221-60.
Plenty a little bit there.
Yeah. And the NCAA Division I action. Errol Thompson III, Mark Anthony Thompson were also on the men's team that won 221-60. You're getting your honors too. Zaylee Elizabeth Thompson helped the ladies' side win. Y'all ready for the score? 177-10.
So plenty, a little bit, bit.
And then Miguel Davis, he was in action as well. He won the 50-yard breaststroke. Lamar Taylor at Henderson State University and the Red Waves beat the Cachita Baptist University Tiger Sharks in NCAA action, Division II action. Now, I say that these boys, they're playing water polo. I think they're playing water polo, must say. Because I didn't put water polo for national sport. And why should water polo be on the list for national sport?
Right.
because that's swimming and parking all in one. Who could beat the Bahamas at that?
Two in one.
Yeah.
Anybody could beat the Bahamas at that?
Yeah.
Right? And
one thing with parking, we can win.
I'm telling you. I don't know if you all saw the picture of the juju I had that was the size of a small tennis ball. No, I mean, it was bigger than a ping pong ball. It was amazing. And I say that to say this. With a little imagination, we'd be surprised at the sports disciplines that Bahamians would excel in.
Give it a try, you know.
Across,
you know.
And that's why we need to have the resources available. So not only do we support existing teams, but we can explore new disciplines.
Yes.
Because we're good at these things. We know that.
Mm-hmm. I say it all the time, and I'm going to say it again. On Pinewood Park, every Saturday, they have archery.
Yeah.
Every Saturday. You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
They
see it.
Deer archers.
Like little kids out there. Yeah. I mean, you know, ain't no real bow and arrow. I mean, they got real bows, but not real arrows. You know, you know, from the sticky tack thing. But they out there every Saturday morning.
I would need
giving
them.
Giving the kids something positive to do.
Yeah. When you say positive, I have a... All I'm saying is put some suction cup on the end of the arrow.
That's what they do.
So you could shoot the mango and bring it down for me. I tell you, producer, let's see who is on. I hope Brayman called me today so we could send up a chair for Elijah Obed, his brother here, a national champion. Okay, so back to Krifta swimming. Dear caller, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I don't mean to correct you, but I'm not dead. You know, I used to have a work in your little history, right?
Yes, sir.
You know how I say you talk about porking and things like that?
Yeah.
You know, when we was growing up, we used to call it something different, you know.
Tell me what, but don't let it be pokey.
No.
Okay.
I'm going there with you. We talking about, we used to call it socking.
Ah.
When I was in Eastern Senior on Market Street, we used to call it socking. Be socking you with this tennis ball.
I got you.
You know, we used to start the game in the middle of the field around lunchtime.
Uh-huh.
Somebody would stand in the middle of the field, like the little sports arena, there, in the middle between the three schools.
Mm-hmm.
And the places we'd start by throwing the ball way up in the air.
Ah.
The trick is, the ball go up in the air. Now you got to be man or woman enough to stay there and catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you miss it and I got it, that means you're standing right on the side of me, right?
Yes, sir.
You know what that means, right? Right in the back of your head. Have a good day.
Thank you. But listen, that history may be correct. I think it's cultural. It may even be class, Mr. Sawyer. Because when I was at QC, it was called porking. But when I used to go to my housekeeper house off Wilson Track, it was definitely called socking.
It may be just a...
It's a little bougie thing.
Yeah.
Bougie. Yeah, a little bougie. We call it porking.
Yeah.
But the real grassroots people know is socking in your head. Okay, so back to Krifta swimming. Swimmers go under Krifta qualifying times. Now, all of these stories you can find in The Guardian over the last week for the details, the times on the qualifiers, all of that in your Guardian sports section. Local swimmers were in action for the first time in the calendar year on Saturday at the first Burt Bell Memorial Meet at the Betty Kelly Kenning National Aquatics Center. Freeport Aquatics Club was the host club. Barracuda Swim Club Celeste Gibson swam in the 11 to 12 girls category and qualified. Barracuda's David Singh, a competitor in the 11-12 boys category, qualified. And Mako's Trace Russell qualified in the 11-12 boys as well. Mm-hmm. Donald Saunders in the 13-14 boys category. Now, I shortened this story because of limited time, but y'all slam y'all hand on your desk at break for Celeste Gibson, David Singh, Trace Russell, and Donald Saunders. Because, first of all, Celeste
is...
I mean, 5 out of 6 qualifiers, right?
She, the times, races, she won 6 races and she qualified in 5.
Yeah, and this Singh boy, he is awesome.
Yeah,
in fact, the only match he may have lost was to Trace Russell and the 50 meters backstroke, breaststroke, I think. He just tried to sweep everything, and so both Celeste and David had the high score. They were the highest scoring in their categories. We don't ever doubt our swimmers. I swam away from a barracuda one time, Mr. Sawyer, by the Andrus Barrier Reef.
You didn't catch it neither?
Who won?
No, it's a catch and it's a no catch zone.
Oh, okay.
The barracuda is trying to catch me. He's trying to catch me. Who won?
Yeah.
I won.
You won?
Yes. No insurance necessary. Nice. Listen, I flew so fast out.
You're walking on water.
I tell you. And the worst part is I was paired with the instructor, right? See, when you paired with another student, y'all could panic and swim away dead quick. Mm-hmm. But the instructor was like, don't move. I look at the same thing when I learned how to sail in England, right? Imagine that. I learned how to sail in England. And the instructor I was...
Water was warm?
Not at all. You had to put on a wetsuit.
Never.
So the instructor I was paired with, he said, now we're going to learn how to capsize the boat. I said, sir, I'm from the sailing capital of the world. You're going to teach me how to not capsize the boat. That's what we're going to do today.
Yeah, right? That's most importantly.
Absolutely. And so we say congratulations to those swimmers. Another big congratulations to Ken Mullings, doing it big time again in the heptathlon. That's seven disciplines, one competition. He beat his best score by 255 points.
Yeah, that Ken canceled going after, you know, like, he's up a little bit after he finished UB.
Yeah.
But he's still at it, you know. Yeah. He's very impressive.
He is performing. In fact, this was his opening season. He is listed as number six on the World Athletics list for 2022-2023. Way to go, Ken Mulling. For a story on AJ Storr and Frederick King Jr. in the NCAA Division I Big East. Well, King and the Creighton University, though, took out Storr and the St. John's University Red Storm 104-6.
Yeah, that's a beating.
Yeah.
I mean, there's other words for it, but, you know, yeah. You're lying.
But we ain't going to say it because, yeah. I mean, a Bahamian won and a Bahamian lost. We call that a win. Yeah. We ain't worried about that.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, in all things in this country, once you pull for one team or side and you win, and you always say,
I got you.
Open up a bag.
I got you. Okay, listen, we're going to run through this local sports quickly. Then we're going to go to a break. And then we're going to play that theme music. It's NFL time. So, BASS.
Man, I saw that. Sack and everything, boy.
Yeah.
Except the senior boys.
Yeah, they in there. They
lost.
They have a
chance. No.
They lost.
Last night? Yeah.
Yes.
But everything else, they got somebody in.
Good.
Senior girls.
Glad. I didn't know Zach got beat last night. Thank you for that.
Zach, we can talk it though. Friday. Congratulations, Zach. They carried on bad.
No, they ain't.
I mean, they carried on bad. Listen, in the junior girls, the Kingsway Saints beat the QC Comets 31-1. QC Comets, we're going to get it together. Kingsway, congratulations.
That's the junior girls, eh?
Yes, junior girls.
They just bouncing the ball for the first time.
They practicing. They learning.
Yeah.
Junior boys, Falcons, that's Prince Will Falcons, right?
Yeah.
And St. John's Giants. Falcons won 48-26. Senior girls, SAC beat QC 48-27.
They cheat.
I mean.
I sure they cheat. Somehow they cheat.
No, I don't believe they cheat. They talk to your bot. See, I get them done.
Sock, to be fair, Sock have like two national players in the team.
Yeah.
Really good players.
And they have the young lady who's being coached by a mother, right? She is awesome. Yeah.
Annie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Annie.
Yeah. I mean, well, I mean, like.
I
just have to say it.
Sock has talked to you about it. And in the senior boys, the Charles Sanders Cougars beat the Kingsway Saints 79-69. And you guys,
Senior boys got beat.
Senior boys.
Oh, yeah. It's in today's papers.
Yeah. I don't know if it matters because they didn't get beat by QC. I am very, very upset. But check out the sports section in today's paper.
Prince will beat them.
For a follow-up on the BAISS competition. Now, the Ed and Bristol Baseball League officially opens. That's in the Nassau Tribune. These guys are preparing to take some of our young men into the professional and developmental leagues in the U.S.
That's good.
And this is in honor of Ed Ambrister. His wife spoke at the event. And we just say, look here, if you can support the Ed Ambrister Baseball League.
Then do so.
Please support it.
Speaking of which, I heard you talking about Josh Chisholm on the way here.
Yeah.
He here, you know.
In the Bahamas?
Yeah, man. By his parents' house in Flamingo Gardens, man. You know, just chilling. Relaxing, enjoying life, you know?
Well, according to Jazz, when you're talking about fame and things, he's like, I'm just, you know, he's the same person.
Yeah, I'm just
you know. He say, if you see you in the road, you can say, babe, you're just saying. He'd be like, yeah, I good, babe.
Yeah, exactly. Normal.
From you see him chilling at his mother's house, you know he ain't chilling. You know his mommy have him working. You know his mommy is like.
He was working. He was throwing out the garbage. He can't get to work.
That's what I'm saying.
Ain't nothing changed, bruh.
Yeah,
he's still my son.
His birthday was Wednesday.
Yeah,
you know, and he was playing baseball on Wednesday.
Yeah,
I asked him, "Were you up to today?" Yeah. He say, oh, "I was playing baseball today."
Nice. Well, then you should be able to have some fun. Do you see the accomplishment? Listen, guys, Jazz Chisholm is going to be the cover of the latest edition of MLB The Show. That's like NBA 2K.
Yeah, man. Right. First ever Bahamian.
It's set to be released on March 28th. So, dear eSporting Federation League, eSport Federation, all the sporting leagues. I know you all have, I think you all had an event this week, a gaming event on Thursday night. What we're going to need you all to do when this game comes out is we're going to need you all to host satellite venues where people could come and play this game against other Bahamians. And Ministry of Tourism, I just saying, maybe y'all want to try a thing, right? But we could bring an international e-federation sporting competition here and play it, that round of baseball discipline here in the Bahamas where the boy on the cover is coming to chill out.
Exactly.
Because he live here. Be fantastic, man. It'd be fantastic.
When we have part of somebody from like Connecticut playing the game on the beach, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, he playing with Jazzism and Jazzism walk by the back of the TV screen. Like, what? Hold on. Is that really him?
Yes. Yeah. I'm telling you. This marriage of sports and sports tourism can really grow culture in the Bahamas, as well as our young athletes. Last story, Men's Soccer League action returns after the Christmas break. They had the quarterfinal rounds of the Hummel Cup 2023 over the weekend at the Roscoe A.L. Davies Field at the Blue Hills Sporting Complex. Check out the Nassau Tribune for more details on that story and to find out when the next round of play is going to take place. Producer, take us to a break. And when we come back from the break, I have to talk to my boy, Mr. Sawyer, about a sad affair. Mr. Sawyer, I have a seat for you next to me in the Losers Club.
we have ourselves a conversation about that.
That's all right, because I got another chair for Mr. Simba French as well. We all lost. We did not make it as far as we thought. Producer, take us to that break. On the clock with Aaron Green, Eric Sawyer, and joining me this morning is Guardian sports reporter, Mr. Simba French. We'll be right back.
Changing day by day. Island picnics in the sands. Peas and rice, corn fritters stands. You're taking all our childhood dreams away. Sailboats in our song.
Sarah, how are you doing?
Okay.
Are you sure? I noticed you've been down lately.
Yeah, sometimes I don't know. I can't really put into words how I'm feeling, but I know I don't feel like myself sometimes. There's just so much going on in my life. School, friends, sports. Sometimes I worry about different things and feel stressed.
I'm glad you're talking to me. And it's okay to talk about your feeling. It's normal to feel changes depending upon what's going on around you?
Yeah?
Of course. All of us should be concerned with our mental health and our well-being. Good mental health means that we can cope with our everyday stresses. You can talk to me anytime when you feel like it.
Okay. Make sure to base check and talk more often and take things from there.
Message is brought to you by PAHO WHO and the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning, but there's no yawning this morning. You are on the clock with Aaron Green, Eric Sawyer, and Simba French, Guardian Sports reporter. And as you could tell by the music, it's time to talk NFL. Now, first off, gentlemen, I have to start this segment by saying congratulations to Michael Strawn from the Indianapolis or Indiana?
Indianapolis
Colts. Mm-hmm. Y'all didn't do very well. But that doesn't mean that y'all didn't play very well.
Yeah, right? Yeah, they lost some close games.
Yeah.
I mean, they got blown out in some too, but yeah,
and to me, that's like one of the most fascinating parts of the game and this season. Looking at how difficult it is to make it to the Super Bowl, you could play very well and still lose a game, almost through no fault of your own.
Like the Niners.
It's kind of like the Niners. I was thinking more than
the not like the Cowgirls. Not like the Cowgirls. Like they got beat. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to all y'all girls out there who glad that we lost.
I can show you why. When I turned on the TV and saw that the score was 7-0 in favor of the Eagles, my heart dropped. I don't know if it's women's intuition or just a subconscious reconciling of all of the things we talked about in the season, but I knew that if the 49ers let the Eagles score first, it's going to be very difficult for them to come back.
But then, to be fair, I saw the score too, because I didn't watch it at the beginning of the game. And when I saw the score and I look at it, who's throwing the ball? Who's this number, what?
Yeah, yeah.
17 guy throwing the ball? Like, where's number 13?
Yeah, where's Brock Purdy?
And how did that, I mean, was that really the biggest element?
That is the biggest element. That was the biggest element. Yeah, that's our third string rookie quarterback. We already lost two quarterbacks already during the season.
Yeah.
You know, and for all intents and purposes, if Kyle Shanahan have any inkling of sense, we can start Brock Purdy to start the year. That's our new Joe Montana.
Yeah.
That's our new Joe Montana, bro.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want them Eagles to feel like, we forget that y'all knew that we didn't have a quarterback on the field. And y'all still hit like y'all was down by 10 with 4 minutes left in the game. Y'all was hitting for no reason. Y'all knew full well y'all had the game well in hand. And y'all still just...
I believe
that. And that's why Trent Williams body slammed that little defensive back. I glad. I hope he back hurt. And to be quite honest, I really hope and pray that two or three, of the Eagles quarterbacks get injured, not severely injured, just injured enough not to be able to finish the Super Bowl on Sunday. Then y'all will see
just break day
what it feel like. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Like my boy Caro said a little while ago, he just messaged me. We played like a boxer with two hands tied behind the back.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did really well considering...
Damn box.
Was on the table.
And nobody really realized this. If we had a quarterback, we stopped the Eagles 5 times, 3 and out, you know. 5 straight times.
Well, listen,
3 and out, you know.
I appreciate this critique.
We had no offense.
I appreciate this critique. I can tell you why. Because I believe if there are any serious injuries at the Super Bowl, that they are going to change drastically the nature of the game.
Yeah.
I can tell you
why. Yeah, the Niners press conference said it the other day.
Yeah, one of the most immediate, immediately after the championships, commentary is all focused about the intensity of the game. and going forward if that is going to be shifted by changing the rules. But not just that, the Pro Bowl is this weekend.
Yeah.
And something amazing has happened at the Pro Bowl this year. They've changed the nature of the games. This year they're going to have skills competition, and then they're going to have a no tackle.
Yeah, flag football.
Yeah, I don't...
But I mean, they never used to really tackle too hard anyway.
Right.
Yeah, but, so it really, it was just above flag football standard anyway.
Listen, let's go to this call, and then when we get back, I want to interrogate that, because I see the nature of the NFL changing entirely after the season. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Aaron. I had to call in because Mr. Sawyer, you know, I tolerate Mr. Sawyer's bashy of the Cowboys. I tolerate that. I mean, every Friday when I listen to this during football season, I say, this man, boy, the Niners and the Cowboys really have a serious rivalry, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, but I, you know, and that game between the Cowboys and the Niners, that was a winnable game by the Cowboys. That was a winnable game. That made me so mad, considering how he did against the Buccaneers. But anyway, be that as it may, I was one of the Cowboys with cheering for the Eagles.
Yeah, see, yeah. Yeah,
cheer for the Eagles. Cowboys cheering for the Eagles.
And you know, and I know you're talking about the quarterback issues. But
yeah.
You know, that's life. That's sports. That happens to the best of teams. It happens to the worst of teams. And you just got to ride with it.
I know it's going to happen before.
Quarterback.
Four string?
All the rest of it. But you know what? I just want to say, I am just so glad the Niners are not in the Super Bowl.
As a Dolphins fan that didn't make it as far as the 49ers, I agree with you, ma'am.
I know. And actually, the Dolphins did well this season, Aaron.
Yes. They did very well, considering the position of them.
Sardians, not Dolphins.
Sardians. Oily and slippery. You can't catch us.
Yeah. Yes. But anyway, and what they call it, I can't know if I can say it. I mean, y'all always like to say the Cowgirls, but I know y'all, we have a term for y'all, too, you know, the Niners.
Don't say it on the radio. Yeah. You make my friend cry.
I heard it. I heard it before.
I can't say it on the radio, though. I can't say it on the radio.
I got
anyway,
you.
I just want to say Fridays are always very enlightening. Even with the Bahamian sport, it's good to keep up. I'm glad that Daz is staying true to his roots and, you know, and staying grounded. And I saw he was just featured on a game or some sort of a calendar the other day.
Right.
So he's doing very well.
Yes.
So shout out to him. But... Yeah, I just every Friday, Mr. Sawyer, boy, he's a Niner, a Cowboy fan. So anyway,
Cowgirls.
There you go. Anyway, hopefully the Eagles win it all.
I got you. I don't know. I think I pull in for the Chiefs.
I'll go for the Chiefs, too.
Yeah.
I pull in for the Chiefs, bro.
Mahomes.
I know, man. You got to keep it in there.
But no, I keep it in there.
I appreciate that, though, because the Eagles have had the best record for the season.
Yeah. And they deserve it. Deserve it.
If they win it, they deserve it.
Exactly.
I putting prickle in their sock, though. I putting prickle in their sock. And thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, no problem. Bye.
Absolutely. Listen, every...
Hold on one second. Yes, let me get to this cowgirl fan who just called a little while ago. She said, it happens to the best of teams. It happened to no team ever. We was down to Christian McCaffrey throwing the ball. Christian McCaffrey was throwing our ball.
All right, gentlemen, I got a couple of texts here. Great show as usual. SAC have athletes that are 23 in grade 11. Let me tell you all something. If you find a young person that's committed to their education, no matter how hard it takes, you let them stay in school.
Freeport was good for that years ago, you know.
Yeah.
Fellas used to graduate high school over here and go back over there and graduate again. Go back in grade 11, not even grade 12.
Because social promotion is a bad thing if they know
they
need to go back to school.
Under 20 high school division. Well,
let them go back to school.
Under 20?
Miss Green, I'm so mad with the NBA. How the Beard ain't a starter in the All-Star game.
Oh,
and also Embiid. He is the second best center in the league. And the Beard is the Beard. Boy, I tell you, they mean Harden?
Yeah.
I mean the way he was wearing green Crocs and dance.
Harden is half. He's a shell of the player he used to be.
Yeah.
When he could have get away with all the hand-checking fouls, and then because the ref stopped calling little crappy calls for him to go to the line and hit free throws. Because he'd score 43 points, but 26 of them was at the line in these games.
Oh, yeah. My assessment is, we can get more into basketball, but I think my assessment is correct. I don't know. It's something about him. I just don't. It's like I'm an old person now, and you just ain't putting in enough effort. I don't care how well you do.
Embiid just don't smile with enough little children. That's why people didn't vote him in.
Yeah, because it's children who vote you in.
Right. They don't like him.
All
right,
listen, guys. I got no minutes left, but producer, this message is for you. We need to find a song by Smokey 007 he made specifically to celebrate Elijah Obed's victory. Now, the texter says he thinks the song is called Junior Heavy Middleweight Champion of the World. I'm going to keep this text, and I can look for it on YouTube. The Americans called Porkin and Sorkin dodgeball.
Yeah, that's
for insurance purposes. Trust me, you can't call it Porkin and Sorkin and get insurance coverage.
Yeah.
I know that, Mr. Sawyer. Last text, good morning, Ms. Green. Can you kindly ask the gentleman on the show, how can a young child join a track club and what age do you think they should begin? And what age do they begin at?
Go on,
I know. You just go to the stadium. That's where almost all the clubs train. Or there's a meet tomorrow they could go to as well.
Yeah.
Some coaches.
Yeah.
If you want to get your
and
child.
And the age is different. Do it from like 5 upwards.
All right.
Yeah.
Get out to the track every Saturday from now until Carifta if you want to get your child into a athletics program.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important. Okay, prediction for Super Bowl.
Already?
Chiefs. Hold on, man.
Time going.
Well, we are the time.
Well, I mean, Chiefs.
Oh, you mean next
Chiefs. Chiefs right now. Chiefs right now.
Now
hopefully, you know, Jalen Hurts gets
on the
win.
Now, I'm saying who you pulling, who your heart wants to win, who you think going to win.
Oh, the Eagles should win. Okay. But I really want the Chiefs to win. Oh, yeah. God.
No, I believe in Mahomes.
I didn't know there was so much arrogant Eagles fans until we lost. And they really feel like they beat us. There was a no catch in the first quarter.
Uh-huh.
There was a rough in the punter whereby he was pushed into their punter. Okay, that didn't count. We had no quarterback. That's already a 17-point swing.
Yeah.
That's a 17-point swing. Had we survived that game, we would have destroyed whoever come out of the AFC. But
absolutely.
But you know, if a dog, yeah, you know.
We will cry together, Mr. Sawyer. Mm-hmm. We will cry together and.
I ain't crying, bro. Next year, but we can cream the Eagles. Son.
I got you.
Because the girls are in it.
You guys, know. I gotta go. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio, Guardian Radio FM. Cecil Newry and Guardian Radio AM is up next. Mr. French, Mr. Sawyer, thank you so very much.
Yeah,
my SAC fans, I wish that the Bahamian people had somebody who believed in them as much as SAC fans
believe
in SAC.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a great day.
That's why he's the chunk. Invest enough in his future fights to come. Ooh, Lord. Congratulations.